Hello, hello. I just wanted to come on here for just a few moments and share a word of encouragement that the Lord has given me for you guys. So I'm just going to wait just a very few minutes here before I start. All right, I've got some that's jumping in here, and I'm just going to go ahead and share with you a very short word of encouragement that the Lord prompted me to come on here and do today. Hello, hello. To everybody that's coming on, I just wanted to start out by reading the verse that he gave me today, and it's Malachi 3, verse 17. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Do you realize that you are his? He wants you to know and to rise up and know who you are in him. And I know I had talked about this on the broadcast Thursday about our authority and taking up those displaced keys, because some of us have lost those keys along the way. And, you know, we have those keys of authority given to us in heaven. And, you know, the Lord began to show me a diamond this morning. Each of you are a diamond in the Father's hand. And when you look at how a diamond is processed, it is processed under pressure. And for many of you today, I know that you're in a place of such pressure, and it just feels so intense, and it feels like that, you know, you're just going to crack, you know. But now deep below the surface is where the diamonds are created. God is creating things in you. He's creating you to be invincible. He's creating that courage in you, that strength in you. And I know you're in a very dark place right now, and the Lord just really wanted me to come on here and share this word of encouragement, that he knows you're in that dark place. And it's intense. It feels like that everything around you is falling apart, but you are being processed under this pressure. You are coming out. You are one of his gems. He is creating a diamond out of you. You are a diamond. I love that quote. You are a diamond, dear. They cannot break you. It may feel like you've been broken, but under that pressure, God is creating something. God is working something in you that is of such great strength that you can't even imagine. And these are the words that the Lord wanted me to actually share with you as I release this word. Unconquerable, unalterable, unbreakable. That is who you are. And he wants you to get that within your spirit, because I know sometimes it seems like when everything's falling apart, that is the least, that is just something you are not feeling at all. I mean, you feel like you're totally defeated. But he wants you to know that is what he is bringing forth in you in this time. Though it seems like you are stuck in that darkness, he is getting ready to reach into that dark place. And he is going to handpick you out of that place, out of that darkness. And you will have that glistening shine. You will have that exhilarating shine that he so desired in that time that you were under the pressure. You will not break, because you are that diamond in the Father's hands. He knows and does not put any more on you than you can possibly bear, though sometimes it feels that way. But trust me when I say he will not put any more on you than he knows you can bear. He knows your afflictions. He knows this dark place. But you will emerge from this place as a butterfly emerges from its cocoon. You are a diamond in the Father's hands. And he is going to reach down into that dark pit. He's going to reach down deep below the surface. And you're going to feel his hand pull you out. Because this too shall pass. It's all a part of the process. But know that you have not come to this dark place, this place of such pressure, to stay. You are simply passing through, and he is processing something so beautiful and so strong and so unconquerable during this time. And you just need to know that those are the words you are. You are unconquerable. You are unalterable. And you are relentless in the Father's hands. He has made you strong. Unbreakable is the word that I really wanted to save for last. Unbreakable. That is who you are. Though it feels like your heart may have been shattered into a million pieces, you are unbreakable. The Lord says you are mine. I have chosen you for such a time as this. And as he looks upon these stones, he says, you are a diamond in my hands, my child. And though it looks like everything around you is falling apart, if you will just lift your eyes, you will see in the eyes of the Spirit me standing there before you, because he has never left you. If you could see the angels that would be totally around you right now, you would not worry about what's going on. And I say that to myself, because sometimes when I get in that place, if we just look through the eyes of our spirit rather than the natural, because the natural eyes will always process gloom and doom and nothing's ever going to work out. But when you begin to look through the spiritual eyes, you begin to see that freedom. You begin to see those angels on your behalf. Your prayers, as I actually shared last night, are at the very tipping point in heaven. And I believe that because I feel things breaking through. And I feel the Lord just totally on the move. The angels are ready to go at his very command. It is go time for the angels. Because your prayers have been stored up. Your tears have been stored up. You've been in this place of pressure. And it just seems like everything in you is going to break. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I may be talking to several. But I'm saying to you that you are a precious diamond. He sees you in that dark corridor. He sees you waiting on that door to open. And it seems like you've been beating on that door for months, probably even years. And it still remains closed to you. Your natural doesn't understand why I have to endure this. Why do I have to wait on this? Because, you know, and the waiting is very hard to do. And it's so dark. And it looks hopeless all around you, just like the diamond. It is beneath the surface in the darkest part, totally formed under pressure. And you're probably under some of the worst pressure that you've ever felt right now. But just know that you know the hand of God is getting ready to reach down into that place and handpick that diamond, which is you, and pull you out. That is what he wants you to know today. You are a diamond in his hands. He's not going to leave you in this place of pressure, this place of intense fire, but his hand is getting ready to reach down and pull you out. Hallelujah. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. I declare it over each and every one of you. To know who you are in him, to know what he can do and what he has done for you. And if you could only see what he's doing in this very moment, you wouldn't worry. You wouldn't fear. Worry is like a rocking chair. You will rock and rock and rock and get nowhere. But when you begin to lift up praise, knowing that God will bring forth what you have asked of him, standing on that wall, staying the course, and know that you are a diamond, dear. They cannot break you. I love that quote. I love saying that quote. It is one of my favorites, and I want to say it to all of you. You are a diamond. They cannot break you. This world cannot break you. The enemy cannot break you. Whatever he brings against you cannot break you. For you are a diamond in the Father's hand. You were made resilient. You were made unconquerable. You were made unalterable. You were made unbreakable. And I know sometimes it may not seem that way, but when you go to the Father, and even though in your times of weakness, know that he is your strength. He still sees you as a mighty warrior. No matter how many dents is in that armor, he looks at you and he sees his beloved. He sees his diamond. He may have to pick you up sometimes and dust you off, but the shine is still just as great as it always was. And when you come out of this place of pressure, you're going to find that that shine and that fire has become even greater. He is making new wine within you in this season. And I know patience is a hard thing to have, but just know that you are in the middle of this process, but God's hand is getting ready to come down and to pull you out. A diamond in the Father's hands. Know who you are, because that is who you are. You have come for such a time as this. You have come to back the enemy up against the gates of hell, not the other way around. You have come with a sword in your mouth, and it is time to release it and align it with the plans of heaven. Align it with the Father and align it with His heart. Let no words of defeat come from your mouth because of who you are. I know we all get in that low place sometimes, but He's calling you to a time and to a season like the eagle to soar above the storm, because that's what the eagle does. It rides the current of the storm. It goes above the storm. And that is what He is calling us to do in this season. Whatever you're going through, He is asking you to rise above it, to soar above it, and to know that this dark place, wherever you are, He is getting ready to completely pull you out. Perhaps it's a loved one that's found themselves in a dark place and you're praying for them. Someone I'm speaking to may be suffering from an addiction, you know, a lost loved one, a prodigal, someone that has just found themselves in such a deep, dark place and they don't know how to come out. Just know that His hand is reaching out for you in this season. He does not wish for you to stay in this place any longer. You are coming out of the darkness into His marvelous light. You are a diamond in the Father's hands, completely unbreakable. And just know that. You may fall down 7 times, but you get up 8, because that is who we are. We may fall, but we will always rise. We may get weary, but we will come back stronger than ever, because that is who we are in Him. We are made strong through Him. And I just want to leave with you this word of encouragement today, because when He gave me that scripture in Malachi, it was just, you know, I kept seeing in my spirit a diamond and how unbreakable that diamond is and how much pressure it has to go through to get to that place. And I know you're going through the pressure, but you are coming out on the other side of it, I assure you. And I speak that breakthrough over you, and I speak that time of pressure to begin to come to its end, and that the hand of God is going to reach down, and He's going to pull you out into a very abundant place, to a large, enhanced place, a place that you would have never dreamed. That is my prayer for each of you today. The pressure is going to lead to so much more power. It's going to lead to so many new things. And just know that those doors you've been waiting for, those doors that you have been beating on desperately, are getting ready to open. Hear it in your spirit like Elijah. He heard that rain coming. He heard the sound in his spirit. Catch the sound of your breakthrough in your spirit and hold on to that. Because when you catch that sound of a wall giving way, when you that you've been up against, or, you know, the sound of an abundance of rain in your spirit, and you know that there is an open heaven coming your way, catch that sound and hold on to that in faith, because know that God is going to take care of whatever it is that you are standing for. He will honor that. He honors you. You are His beloved. You are a child of the Most High God. And He wanted me just to come on here and remind you of that very fact today, of who you are. You are a diamond in the Father's hands, unbreakable, untouchable, totally formed under the greatest of pressure, but come out shining greater than before. That is who you are. And I just pray blessings upon each one of you. I just wanted to take a few minutes and share this word. I felt it all day to actually come on here and share a short word of encouragement. He wanted me to go live. He seems to be wanting me to do live just a little bit more than I'm used to, but that's okay. But just hold on. Like I said, whatever it is, it's coming. Breakthrough is in the air, and you are that diamond in the Father's hand. I love you guys, and I pray each of you have a very blessed day.